This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thanks so much for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is our pleasure to have Arena Grosu with us on the program. Arena is the director of the Center for Human Dignity at Family Research Council in Washington, D.C., where she focuses on sanctity of human life issues ranging from conception to end-of-life care. She has appeared in various media outlets, including USA Today, National Catholic Register, Washington Times, and the Congressional Quarterly. Arena is with us today to talk about the ongoing undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood by the Pro-Life Center for Medical Progress. To date, five videos have been released by the center showing various Planned Parenthood executives haggling over the price of organs and other body parts harvested from aborted babies. We're going to be talking with Arena about these videos, Planned Parenthood's response, and what we can do to stop this gruesome and inhumane practice. As we begin, I do feel compelled to warn our audience that some of the subject matter we will be discussing is quite disturbing, and it may be best to make sure that little ears are not tuned in. And with that, Arena, welcome to Family Policy Matters. It's been a while since you were last on the program, and we're delighted to have you back with us. I really do wish it was under more positive circumstances, however.
I agree. I'm glad to be with you. It's important that we discuss this, that people are aware of what Planned Parenthood is doing, and also the action that we need to take to stop what's going on.
Well, I couldn't agree more. As I mentioned, there have been so far five undercover videos that have been released by the Center for Medical Progress. And every time I see one of these videos, I think that it can't get any worse. But unfortunately, it does. First, Arena, tell us about the group behind this undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood and how this whole effort began.
Sure. Center for Medical Progress, which is led by David DeLeiden, went undercover for about 30 months to really get steeped into the Planned Parenthood organization as well as the abortion industry. And they created a biotech company to be able to go in and be at conferences where Planned Parenthood and other abortion organizations are. And David knew that this was going on and wanted to show the rest of the world. And so he created this company and this investigation so that he can see for himself what is actually taking place. And so thanks to his work, he has pulled back the veil on Planned Parenthood, and we have the footage of the reality of what Planned Parenthood is doing.
Well, it has been incredibly enlightening. Based on the videos that have been released so far, we have learned about Planned Parenthood's involvement in abortion and, more specifically, the harvesting of fetal tissue. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, from the very first video where Deborah Nicotola is talking about the liver, the lungs, and how she changes, and we crunch the up below and above to get certain organs, to the very last video where they're talking about that these babies are, quote-unquote, it's just a matter of line items and that they want to diversify their revenue stream, that she talks about how her department contributes so much to the bottom line of the Planned Parenthood organization. We are seeing that baby organs are being harvested, and then they haggle over the prices of selling them per specimen. This is no donation fee. This is an actual per organ price that they set, that they work with biotech companies, and biotech companies like Stem Express actually use flyers that promote that this will increase the revenue stream for the affiliates, and we see that the conversation is about profit.
Well, for me, one of the most disturbing aspects of these videos is really the heartless way that Planned Parenthood staff are shown literally picking through the remains of aborted babies and discussing their body parts as if they were simply commodities for sale. In one video, as you mentioned, a Planned Parenthood director described intact fetal cadavers as just a matter of line items in their budget. It's just unconscionable. But, Arena, should we really be surprised or shocked by this attitude at Planned Parenthood when the organization has been involved for years and years in the destruction of thousands of unborn babies on a daily basis?
You know, it's not beyond them to be doing this. It shouldn't surprise us, but it is shocking because the extent of human rights abuses levels and matches that of what went on with experiments on the Jewish people and others during Nazi Germany, where these doctors that worked in these camps were so entrenched and so close to the human rights abuse that they could not even see it. And so I encourage everyone to pray for these abortionists and all these workers who work in the abortion industry, because they're too close to see the horrific human rights abuses that they are participating in. And we want to call all of them out. This is why I really appreciate Abby Johnson's work and her organization, And Then There Were None, because she wants to pull these workers out of this work. But in terms of what's going on, if they're killing children in there, and as we know they are, and they're and Planned Parenthood has the market on this, and they kill a third of babies from abortions in the U.S., if they don't stop at killing the babies, are we surprised that then they have no issue with the trafficking of the baby organ parts?
Well, and I would encourage our listeners also not only to pray for these individuals, but as difficult as it may be to watch these videos, I mean, they are incredibly disturbing, but as you said at the beginning of the program, it really lifts the veil from what is actually taking place. Now, these videos reveal that Planned Parenthood also actually changes the abortion methods its doctors use to ensure that they can harvest intact organs from aborted babies. Do you believe, Arena, that this includes the partial birth abortion procedure, which is illegal under federal law?
From what we've seen in the videos, it indicates that is taking place. This is why we're calling on Congress and states to do investigations into the practices, because from what we've seen in the videos, first of all, changing the abortion methods, like you said, means that they are endangering women, first of all. And second of all, when they do the change in abortion methods, and they talk about even delivering, quote-unquote, really intact babies. So are these babies breathing beforehand? Are they born alive, which would go against the Born Alive Infants Protection Act? And then if they're performing partial birth abortions, they're violating another second federal law. Further, because they're charging per specimen, per organ, and they are making a profit, then they're also they're trafficking organs, baby organs, and that also breaks federal law. And so we are calling on the government to investigate Planned Parenthood. I'm happy that 10 states have already announced investigations into Planned Parenthood. And as of today, New Hampshire state defunded their state Planned Parenthood at $650,000, as well as Louisiana. And in Florida, they looked into the 16 Planned Parenthoods in Florida and found that three of them were performing second trimester abortions against the law in Florida. And another one was not discarding the aborted babies by the legal standards that they're supposed to. And so I encourage states to take up their own investigations and really uncover what's going on in their Planned Parenthoods.
Well, that's so important. Unfortunately, in North Carolina, our state legislature is still in session, and they are still debating the state budget. And so this is an issue that has arisen, and they have taken note of, and there are members in both the House and the Senate that are looking into budget matters to ensure that taxpayer dollars are not going to be spent in the future funding Planned Parenthood. And so we're hopeful that any efforts to that effect would be successful this year, and we'll be continuing to promote that in our state legislature. Now, Arena, the latest video that has come out, number 5, seems to show that Planned Parenthood not only views unborn babies and their body parts as commodities, but also the pregnant women who come into their clinics for help. Give us some examples of what we've learned from these videos about how Planned Parenthood really views the pregnant woman who they consider to be their patients.
Well, first of all, we don't know what kind of consent they're getting or how aware the women are of what they're planning on doing. And from the first video, where Nukatola actually says that she allows the biotech companies to wait in the waiting rooms and talk with women who have not already consented to giving their baby organs up, basically try to convince them. And it's working, it's preying on very vulnerable women who already are having a hard time making the decision to abort their children and are being preyed upon and lured by saying, well, look, your abortion can bring about such and such good. So you have an exploitation of women in that end. And then in the fifth video, you see that the top doctor there talks about how the quality of dissected organs depends on the woman's pain tolerance. They're not really interested in what is best for the woman. They're looking to get these organs. That's why we even see that they are willing to change abortion methods so they can get the parts from the babies that they want, regardless of how that endangers or exploits the woman. And so they have betrayed women in their practices, and there are so many other organizations that provide women the healthcare services they need that are interested in the whole woman, not to use a woman and her child as a profit.
Well, Irina, these acts are completely indefensible. I mean, they're inhumane and they are indefensible. However, Planned Parenthood has been quick to respond and to try to discredit the videos and this undercover investigation, as have other Planned Parenthood supporters. Talk about that for a minute. What are we hearing from Planned Parenthood? How are they attempting to defend what is indefensible?
In response to the first video, Cecile Richards talked about, she apologized for the tone of the top doctor. People were not shocked just by the tone, that she was so nonchalant about it while she was eating and drinking wine. They were shocked by the reality behind that tone. And so Cecile and Planned Parenthood haven't even begun to, you know, address that. But secondly, and we see this as being spun by mainstream media, is that, well, Look at all the good we can do with researching. Why not use baby parts? And they won't call them baby parts. They'll use them fetal tissue for research. And my challenge to them is, how are you any different from what went on in Nazi Germany? One of the quotes from one of these Nazi doctors was, if you're going to kill all these Jewish people, at least take the brains out so that the material may be utilized. And we've seen throughout history that grave injustices against human rights and the abuses have been done in the name of science. And so the ends don't justify the means. And so if you have evil means, you can never use them to achieve good. You can never exploit another human being to achieve some good. And here they're exploiting human beings.
Now, Irina, the release of these disturbing undercover videos has led to congressional investigations of Planned Parenthood, as well as efforts on both the federal and state levels to defund or to eliminate taxpayer funding of the nation's abortion giant. What can our listeners do to fight back against Planned Parenthood and to help bring an end not only to taxpayer funding for this organization, but to this practice altogether?
Well, I encourage everyone to contact local leaders, their representatives, their senators, and put pressure on them. Tell them that you don't want your taxpayer money going to fund this organization. And so keep putting pressure locally. Contact your attorney general and ask that an investigation be done at the state level of the Planned Parenthoods there. Also, we each can be very powerful and active by educating ourselves and educating our friends and family, our circles on social media about what's going on. Continue to share and spread the word about this. We need everyone to be involved and to continue putting the pressure so that we can continue to reveal the truth about what Planned Parenthood is doing and not let them get away with it.
Well, Irina, thank you for that information. And unfortunately, we are out of time for this week, but I want to give you an opportunity to let our listeners know where they can learn more about the Planned Parenthood videos, where they can watch those videos, and also learn more about what the Family Research Council is doing to combat, again, this just undescribable activities by Planned Parenthood.
Well, they can go to www.frc.org, and also we have a Planned Parenthood fact sheet with information about Planned Parenthood and all of the things that they've been involved in, and people should be aware of that so they can find that on the website as well.
And with that, Irina Grosu, I want to thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters. We're so grateful for you and your work defending human life at the Family Research Council. God bless you and thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you too.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.